With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Senate Republicans say a final budget reconciliation bill may not be approved until the fall. Bob Agnew reports.
House Speaker Mike Johnson favors passage of a final bill by April, but Senate negotiators predict it may not come until August or even September. The House goal of trimming the deficit by $880 billion over 10 years will be no easy task, especially as lawmakers fight to avoid deep cuts to programs like Medicaid, but also embrace President Trump's call to cut and even eliminate some taxes. Bob Agner reporting.
The Trump administration is reviewing how its national security team sent war plans to a magazine editor. President Trump says he wants more information.
You're saying that they had what?
They were using Signal to coordinate on sensitive materials.
Having to do with what? What were they talking about?
With the Houthis.
The Houthis? You mean the attack on the Houthis?
Right.
Well, it couldn't have been very effective because the attack was very effective. I can tell you that. I don't know anything about it. You're telling me about it for the first time.
Jeffrey Goldberg, the editor-in-chief of The Atlantic, said he seemed to have been inadvertently added to a Signal thread about U.S. plans to strike Houthis in Yemen. A panel of appeals court judges appeared divided Monday on a Trump administration push to lift an order blocking deportation of Venezuelan migrants to El Salvador under an 18th-century wartime law. Circuit Court Judge Patricia Millett said Nazis detained in the U.S. during World War II received better legal treatment than Venezuelan immigrants who were deported to El Salvador this month under the same statute. Judge Justin John Walker appeared open to the administration's argument that the migrants should be challenging their decision in Texas. This is SRN News. When should a person get married?
That's the question the Pew Research Center has been asking Americans, and the answer is somewhere in your middle 20s. Most poll respondents also think if you plan to have kids, you should start before you hit 30. The irony of these answers is the vast majority of Americans who do get married and have kids are doing it later and later, while increasing numbers are not doing either. Experts blame the economy and certain cultural influences. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Texas State Senate has advanced bills that would require public school classrooms to display the Ten Commandments and allow districts to provide students with time to pray during school hours. The votes are the latest sign of confidence by conservative lawmakers that courts will codify their opposition to church-state separation into federal law and spark a revitalization of faith in America. One senator says our schools are not God-free zones. This is SRN News. Former Congresswoman Mia Love of Utah has passed away.
Love was diagnosed with a form of brain cancer in 2022 and had undergone treatment and received immunotherapy as part of a clinical trial at Duke University's Brain Tumor Center. But she reached a point where the tumor was no longer shrinking. Love died at her home in Saratoga Springs, Utah. She made her mark on the political world, becoming the first black Republican woman elected to Congress, where she served from 2015 to 2019. She was 49 years old. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
State officials say a portrait of President Trump hanging at the Colorado State Capitol will be taken down after Trump claimed it was purposefully distorted. House Democrats said in a statement Monday that the oil painting would be taken down at the request of Republican leaders in the legislature. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.